Hi everyone, this is Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the news from the May 11 issue of the Marshall Islands Journal. Climate change leads this week's paper with the news that the Kwajalein Atoll Council is the first local government in the Marshall Islands to address growing concerns on the topic. The Council has adopted a resolution to focus attention and action on the looming threats. This includes recommending $120,000 be spent on developing and teaching a curriculum on the issues in local schools. Saturday saw the debut of the Captain's Shootout Fishing Tournament, a new competition debuted by the Milnay family. Fishing was good, with six marlin and a significant number of tuna and wahoo being reeled in, but only one fish met the qualifying size. Wally Milnay, fishing on Mara, brought in the biggest marlin of the day with a 334-pound beast of the deep, just 16 pounds short of the required 350 pounds. Second in the marlin category was Ronnie Reimer's team, Kotaki. The fisher folk donated over 1,000 pounds of filleted fish, which the organisers gave to Madro Hospital and the public school system for schools that don't have lunches. Gas station owner and builder Scott Howe has teamed up with Madro Computer Services' Randy Sylvester to import a series of electric vehicles to sell on Madro. About 6 months ago, we began testing electric vehicles, Randy said. After only a few months, we saw the cost savings, and it became apparent there is a big demand for these vehicles. Stop by Ace's One Stop to check out the cars and have a test drive. There's lots more news in the journal. To subscribe to the digital version, go to the website www.marshallislandsjournal.com and click on the PayPal button.